three places in Shas the Gemara lays down a principle called Sukkot Lepotka Moshe Anan Lepaskino. Any pasuk which Moshe Rabbeinu didn't formulate, we cannot formulate. In other words, if we read a pasuk, we have to read the entire pasuk. We can't stop halfway out, because the pisuk of the pasuk and the spacing between the pasuk and where a pasuk ends and begins is all halacha Moshe Sinai, and we must not deviate from the psukim the way Moshe Rabbeinu has them arranged in the Torah. One of the most well-known cases where this halacha is relevant is in the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, there are nine psukim in the parashas of Rosh Chodesh. V'yidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimo, Tzavetz v'ni Yitzol v'mat Aleim, the first portion which we read, at the Teres Echot Tatsa V'boike, at the Keres Hashem Yitatsa Ben Arboim. So in that parasha, there are nine pasukim, and we have to divide it into three parts. Sorry, there are eight pasukim, and we have to divide it into three parts. So what do we do? So the Gemara has a machlokes. One opinion says, Shmuel says, we are chayit, we divide the pasuk into two. So you say, no, Tavos Shemal Meshalim and one. Tavos means all about the limits of Kevet Echabon Yachni, Shairech Nichoichi, Tishmuel Akvili Bemeadoi, two. We are married to Lehem, Zerish, as the Kibul Hashem, half a pasuk, stop. Kvosim, and then the next person gets called up, Kvosim, the Nishan of Kmim, Shnaim, Layem, Elisomi. So like this, you have 2.5 psukim for each, and 2.5 is good enough to have the 3 psukim for each person, and this is how we go ahead, and we avoid the problem, and we avoid the problem of having less than 3 psukim for each person who is getting called up. Rav, however, says, no, Bilek, you have to go back. We repeat the pasuk of Amar to Lahem, we read it for the Kohen, and we repeat it again when the lady is called out, and that's the halacha till today, as everyone is when they go to Shul and Rosh Chodesh. This is how you hear the Kriya. Based on the principle, the Gemara says, Kesav Rav, Kol Psuka de Lepaskal Mesha Anam Lepaskinu. And although the Gemara brings this only directly in connection with Kriya Satayra B'tzibur, nevertheless, Gemara brings in the Sechta Megillah, Dachov Beis, the testimony of one of the Amiroim, that one is only allowed to be posted, one is only allowed to recite half Pesukim if one is teaching Tinaikas, if one is teaching young children. But otherwise, one mustn't do so. The implication of this Gemara is that the principle of called Pesukah de Lepaskal Mesha and Anipaskinah applies not only by Kriya Satayra but Tzibur, Sheini B'chamishi, B'Shabbos, and so on, but also when one is reading Pesukim separately in a private capacity, not from the Sefer Torah, so on and so forth. If this is the case, we have a problem. Because anyone who scans the Siddur of the Master throughout the year will notice that there are a number of Pesukim which we do divide in a manner that Lepos Kamesha. Some of these Pesukim, I've reproduced these Pesukim on a sheet, some of these Pesukim we find already G'dolei HaRishonim, and certainly G'dolei HaRishonim will address them. And some of them, I haven't found anyone who explicitly addresses them, but clearly the problem, the same problem, is pertinent in these cases. Yes. Classical example would be the case that by Kiddush, or making Kiddush, people thought of Al Kim Be'er Hashem Asim HaShabos Vayikad Shehu, Boruch Ato Hashem, Tavim Aron, Boruch Ato Hashem, yes? Al Kim Be'erch is half a pasuk from Sefer Shmos, Pashas Yisrei Pasuk Chol, Parah Kapitul Chol. And the Mishneh Berurah and Siman Reish Pei Tes, indeed, chastises those people who start from Al Kim Be'erch, and he says that this contravenes the principle of Kol Psukah Deripas Kamesha Anan Lui Paskin. So let's have a look, and those of you that don't have a sheet, I apologize, but you can follow the Psukim. First of all, and I'm starting in chronological order of the day, week, and the year. Get up in the morning, we recite Korbanos and Ketores, Pasuk in Hosea, Chui Mochem Dvorim V'Shuv El Hashem, Im Ruei Lo, Kol Tisal Voim V'Kafto Im Nishamo, Oporim Tzafoseinu. Some of you may remember this Pasuk from the Haftarah of Shabbos Shuva. Yes? Shuva Yisroel. Now, this has been incorporated into the morning davening, and indeed, the tour in Eir HaChaim, Siman Mem Ches, prescribes, V'Toyim Lo Marach HaZeh, good to say after the Korbanos, And you said, that we cannot put bullocks with our lips. that our service of prayer can be in lieu of the offering of bulls on the altar. Therefore we ask Hashem that the amirat hakorbanos, parshas hakorbanos, should be considered kinekorav atomim v'noedei v'amadeti al ma'amodoi. So we have on the Shalom of Purim, Mr. Poseidon, and he says, V'yato amalto, we're quoting, we're citing the word of the prophet. On the Shalom of Purim, Mr. Poseidon, which is only a snippet of a pasuk, not the entire pasuk. Next case. In Shema, the last portion of Shema.
It's not also
Poseidon,
Moshe.
Sorry?
Sukkim
of Nach. Oh, so you are, very good, we'll come to that point soon, when we address the answers. I'm going to present all the questions, and then we'll see what answers have been suggested and how they may apply to different cases. The second pasuk in Shema, we say Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and the third portion of Shema, Shaitzei Yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Ani Yeschem Elokim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Now there's a problem because in Kabbalistic sources it says that we need to have 248 words in the Shema. So therefore, how do we supplement the 248 words? Some people have Kiyom Melech Ne'amon as the davening privately. That's got its own problems. But the Derech Kral, the Tzibur, we have the Chazon repeats, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Some people repeat Ani Hashem Elokeichem. If we repeat Ani Hashem Elokeichem, there's a problem. How does this fit in with the concept of Kopsuka, the Repost Commission, and if Eskinele is part of the Post? In Yeshaya chapter 6, he describes the vision, the prophets, the angelic, the angels. This is a description of the angels. And one calls to another and says, Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzavaris, Mloi Chalaret Kleber. Now, this has been incorporated into the Kedusha, but in the Kedusha there's a division. The Korazel Zeva Omar is part of what the Chazan says. Nowadays everyone says it. But it seems to me that once upon a time, the Chazan was the one that said, Mekadish Hashem Chaboylon, Hashem Shemakish Moitz Hashem Boylon, Kachot V'yad Nerecho, yeah, or whichever Mishnah you say, the Korazel Zeva Omar. So that's the first part of the Pasuk. And then everyone else says, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Chazfadim and the Chazan says it till today, right? And also, if someone comes into shul, he responds Kodesh Kodesh without realizing that he's only saying half a pasuk, or maybe he does realize, but he says it nonetheless. According to Nusach Sfad, where we say the Yud Gimel Midas before Tachnon every day, so you have a look in Pesukim in Parshas Kisiso, Yaver Hashem Alpon Vayikra Hashem Hashem Kirachem Vechan Unel Chapayim El Chesed Vemes Noitze Chesed Va'alofim Noitze Olin Vatesh Vachator Vemakei Lo Yenake Perikid Olin Vatabonim 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 Vatabonim. The Pesukim, the way we cite them before the Tefillah Sapayim, is only till the Nake, which is half of the Pesuk, and this question is particularly pertinent for everyone, not only on the Yom Meroy, but also tomorrow when we come to the Kriya Satoya of Asorah B'Tehilis Vayichal Moshe, and we have the Vayadah Hashem Alpon Vayikol, the Balkoyer says, and everyone says Hashem Hashem till the Nake, and he does not finish the Pesuk, people don't finish off the Pesukim, so again we have the same problem. I don't know whether I'll have time to go through all the problems, so let's speed up. But I've enumerated, searching through the Siddur and the Marzah, some 17 different cases. So the rest I'm going to go through quickly in order to avoid consuming all the time that's been allotted to me. In Divrei HaYomim, there's a pasuk where the Jewish people daven, and they conclude with the words, Ba'anachnu l'neidah ma'anasa ki alecho ireinu. This is in Divrei HaYomim, capital base, pasuk chof, pasuk is base. And it's only part of a pasuk, and this has been included into the Tachnun Vanachnu in the Manasseh, again half a pasuk. The next one, I haven't found anyone who addresses it, but it seems to me it's quite clear. When we take out the Sefer Torah Monday and Thursday, we say Kimitzion Teitzis Torah Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Kimitzion Teitzis Torah is half a pasuk in Yeshaya, capital base pasuk Gimel, and in Micha, capital Dalet pasuk base. The identical pasuk. In Rishonim it already says, in the Siddur of Amram Goyim, in Mach Zavitri, that when the Chazan takes the Sefer Torah back to the Oron HaKodesh, he says, Yahalo Hashem Hashem. Now, in Mach Zavitri, that's from the Beis Midrash Shel Rashi, we have there that when the Chazan says, Yahalo Hashem Hashem, Tinizkov Shmoy Levadoi, the congregation responds, Hoidoi Al Eretz V'Shomoyim. Hoide Aleretz Hashemayim is half a pasuk. It's the end of the pasuk, and then we say an entire pasuk. So that's another problem. In Sheish Zechira, some people say Sheish Zechira, the six remembrances every day, according to the many Sidurim. Again, there are variations in text and the Nusach. Nevertheless, in many texts, three of the six actually are half pasukim. Zechira Tzitzis Mitzrayim in the words, the man Tzitzko Yisim Tzitzko Meret Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha, which is from Parashat Rei, chapter 16, Pasuk 3, again, only part of a pasuk. The Zechira Tzitzis Maimed HaSinai in the words, Yom HaShem Adon Tzolot Mi HaShem Elekecha B'Choyrev, which is half a pasuk of Parashat Rei Chanan, chapter 4, Pasuk 10, and Zechira the Maisei Egel in the Midbar, is in the from the pasuk in Parashat Tekev, Zechira Al Tishkach Eitzel She'ak Tzav Tzashon Elekecha B'Midbar. Again, that is also only half a pasuk. In some texts, Sephardim, I think, also, when they bench by washing my mechonim or before my mechonim, they say a pasuk by Yidaber Eli Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem, which again, if you look on the second page, those of you who have the sheets to follow, is part of a pasuk. And of course, we have the problem on Friday night. We start Yom HaShishi Vayichul HaShemayim Vod. That's a pasuk in its own right. However, the pasuk, we don't start off from Yom HaShishi. We don't start off from Vayichulu. We start off from Yom HaShishi, which is the last two words of the previous pasuk. Or some people say Vayiyeh Vayivoyke Yom HaShishi. Be it as it may, neither custom has an entire pasuk, because the pasuk actually starts Vayiyeh Lekimas Kol Asher Otsa Vehinei Tov Meyoid Vayiyeh Vayivoyke Yom HaShishi. In Kiddush Levana, just to skip one or two, in Kiddush Levana you have, we say the pasuk Tipel Aleinu Motzav Vach B'Zer Zerchini Kovin, and then we say backwards Kovin Yidmu Zerch B'Zer Vach B'Motzav Vach Tipel, again half a pasuk from Parashas V'Shalach chapter 15 verse 16. Even by Sefira Taima, those who say the Rashi Nichud before counting, and those who say the Rebbeinu Shalom after the counting, say and we conclude with the word Tisbu Chamishim Yoim, and we delete the words Kraft and Mincha Kadosh Al Hashem. This I saw in Sfas Emes in connection with Hagodesh Shal Pesach, that he brings that a couple of the phrases in Hagodesh Shal Pesach are also only part Pesukim. For example, Avodim Ayinu Vepare B'Mitzroi V'Atein Hashem V'Mitzroi B'Yot Chazoko is half a Pesuk of Parshas Rei, because the pasuk actually starts off with Yimei Amar Tolavincha. The Nishma Sodom of the Chayei Odom Siman Hei asks that on Rosh Hashanah in Musaf we say Hashem Aleim Yirov Yotze Kabor Kitzay Hashem Alekim Bashay V'Yitzke V'Olof V'Tar Is Teimon Hashem Tzvois Yogein Aleim, and we conclude Teim Togein Alam Chol Yisrael B'Shvei Mecha. So Te Hashem Tzvois Yogein Aleim is half a pasuk in Zechariah chapter 9 verse 15. Okay, so I think the point has been made. But it was important and necessary to spend this time on making the point in order to have a look at the various answers, because you'll see that some of the answers address some of the problems, whereas almost none of the answers that I'm aware of address all the problems. So let's see what we can do at least to ameliorate or to minimize the intensity of the issue here. First of all, already whilst we were giving the shiur, someone said that the problem does not obtain possibly with regard to Nevi'im and Ksuvim. The Gemara is called Psukah de Leposka Moshe Anan Leposkin and Lehi. The attribute to Moshe, Chamisha Chumshei Torah. The five books of Moses. But Nevi'im and Ksuvim, the scriptures, not necessarily. Now, this will depend on a Machlokes Rishonim. The Gemara in Psukah Davar Amachet from the base describes the Minhag, how they used to say Hallel in ancient times. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Mitzvah Lan Yisrael Kisrof. There's a mitzvah to recite Hallel in a responsive manner, with a chorus. So who Omer Ono Hashem Eshiyono, the Chazan says Ono Hashem Eshiyono, Vein Omer Ono Hashem Eshiyono. Who Omer Ono Hashem Atzlichono, Vein Omer Ono Hashem Atzlichono. Who Omer Baruch Haba, Vein Omer B'Shem Hashem. So there is clearly here an interference with the arrangement of the verses. Now, the verses of Hallel come from Sefer Tehillim chapter 118. So Tosfos already asked the question, V'yaf O God Dami Yilu Megillah, the Pasuk that they must seek in the Pasuk Halal Tinoikos. Gemara says in Megillah that we don't make a hefsek in the middle of Pesukim, and that's when one is living with children for educational purposes only. Hochashani here is different. Why? Sh'amaru shnei b'nei odom k'di'isa ba'arit sochim. Because the psukim in Hallel were actually originally said by two different people, as the Gemara says in Arit Sochim. This teretz is explained more clearly in the Sefer HaMichtom on Masech HaSukkah, where he says, Yeshloima, the Shaina Hosom, the David Atzmoi Poske. Tehillim, the Psukim of Hallel, we can divide. We can have a division in the middle of the Pasuk. Why? Because, as we see in the Gemara Pesachim, that Kufi Tess, that Omer Hashem, the David HaMelech, Omer Hashem HaShiyah Na Omer Echov, Omer Hashem HaTzlichah Na Omer David. The Pasuk, Omer Hashem HaShiyah Na Omer Hashem HaTzlichah Na, which is one Pasuk in Tehillim, was divided between David HaMelech and his brothers. So therefore, since at the outset this was said by two different people, therefore there's no problem. That's the Teretz of Tosfos. The Kolboi in Siman Nun Beis, usually the Kolboi is also found in Or Chaim, but here I couldn't find this in Or Chaim as well. He says as follows: Ya'af al shomrei matzikin l'pasuk al Islam v'tinoikis. Even though Chazal say kol psukah d'li pasuk Moshe, you can't make a division, an artificial division, where Moshe Rabbeinu did not make one. His first Teretz is the same as Tosfos, since this was not said by one psalmist, by one Meshayer, therefore it is permissible to be Matzik. Or it is possible to say, they only said that you mustn't interrupt in Torah and Nevi'im. I will be Ksuvim left one more. The Ksuvim, Tehillim, Mishlei, these which belong to Ksuvim, there is permissible to be master. Now, the actual Baruch Shetivanto without a Kolbe, except that there is a problem here that the Kolbe makes the division not between Torah on the one hand and Nevi'im and Ksuvim on the other, but between Torah and Nevi'im on the one hand and Ksuvim on the other. Between Torah and the Vimung Suvim would have been more logical, and indeed I found that the Tshuvas of Rabbi Kassil Yehuda Greenwald, the Zichron in Yehuda, Siget, Satmar, I think he was the Rav in pre-war Europe, he assumes that the difference should be between Torah on the one hand and the Vimung Suvim. But actually, in the Kolboy, it says the difference between Torah and the Vim on the one hand and Suvim on the other hand. Be it as it may, what we have before us is clearly Machalikas Rishayim. Tosfos, who assumes the principle of Kol Psukah D'li Pasuk Moshe applies to Tehillim, and therefore has to answer the reason why permitted to recite Hallel in a call with a chorus is only because originally the pasuk was said by two different people, clearly holds that the principle of Kol Psukah D'li Pasuk Moshe obtains even with regard to Ksuvim, and that's why he has to give the distinction that he does. Similarly, the Sefer HaMichtam and the first Teretz in the Kolbe. The second Teretz in the Kolboi would suffice also, even if we say the second Teretz in the Kolboi makes the chilek between Torah and Nevi'im on the one hand and Ksuvim on the other, and of course, therefore, whether or not we can get away with the Psukim of Ksuvim based on this Kolboi will depend on whether we pass like Tosfos and Machlokes Rishonim. In other words, we're still getting our feet into hot water here. The Machlokes Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch, we don't find the principle brought down. But nevertheless, we see in the Rishonim that they did hold that this principle is Negel Halacha, and therefore still Machlokes Rishonim. Be that as it may, even if we'll say that we're saying from the Shita of the Kolboi that the principle doesn't apply to Ksuvim, that will solve certain cases that we had earlier. For example, Hoydei Aleh to Shemoim, when he put in the Sefer Torah back. But it won't suffice to explain, for example, the three of the Sheish Chiros, which are all Psukim from Torah Shemitzah, or similarly other Psukim from the Levi. So therefore this Teretz only provides partial relief but not complete remedy. So we have to pursue other possibilities that have been suggested here. Now I saw a very interesting thing that the Oruch HaShulchan in Erech Chaim Siman Nun Tes, Siman Nun Aleph Sif Tes, he is Mechadish as follows. First of all, he suggests somewhat tentatively that the whole principle is only legabe kriya satoira, like it's found in the original case in the Gemara, that by kriya satoira you can't have one person finishing in the middle of the pasuk and the next person starting from the middle of that same pasuk, but not in another context. However, the very fact that Tosfos and Tosfos clearly question the propriety of saying half a pasuk in Hallel demonstrates the place is understood not like the Aruch HaShulchan, but with the principle applied even when a Yochid is saying Pesukim, not just by a Kriyas HaTorah, the Sefer of the Tzibur. But in that same Sif, the Aruch HaShulchan says something else. He says that you can't do, there's a big difference between when one person is saying one thing and another person is saying another thing, or when you have people saying it together. And not only together, but in direct continuation. So the Chazan says, Yahavu Hashem Hashem Kiniskov Shemoy Levadoi, and immediately, without any interruption, Hoy Galeret to Shemoy is said by the Kohol. So even if the Kohol don't say Yahavu Hashem Hashem, the Hoy Galeret to Shemoy that the congregation say is mitzarek to the Yahavu, which the Chazan says, and it's not considered a Kopsuka de Lipos Komesha. Because with Gabi Kopsuka de Lipos Komesha, and Amit Paskinolei, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that you have to say it. If it is, you mustn't be seen to be, I'm explaining here what his story is. You mustn't be tampering, you mustn't be interfering with the arrangement of the psukim. So therefore, provided that we follow straight on from the chazan, we're not interfering with the arrangement of the psukim, and it's okay. This is what the Aruch HaShulchan says according to my understanding. I just want to add my own svara to it, that one could even possibly go further, and this will be useful later on, to say and suggest that since the Gemara, actually in that very same daf in Sukkah, daf and Amichas on the base, lays down a principle for Kol HaTorah Kulo that Shemeya Ka'oina, the one who listens is like he is saying it. So therefore, if the Chazan says Yahavu Hashem Hashem Kiniskov Shmuel Levadoi, he can be Moitzi the Kohol. I'm not suggesting that every Chazan does that, but I'm saying that he could, and the Kohol can be Yotza, and therefore it's not only as if the Pasuk is Mitzurah because he's saying one and he's saying the other, but it's actually the Kohol themselves are saying the entire apostle based on the principle of Shemaya Ka'oina. In the case, so why can't you apply this to the laning on Rosh Chodesh when one person says Ramat Olahem and the other person says Kosim Ben Yishona? The answer is that Aruch HaShulchan says there is a gulf, there's a divide in between. He finishes reading, you call up another person. And especially nowadays that every person makes their own bracha, so you have a major gap between the two. So this will again provide relief for certain situations, and most prominently for tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow morning, when by Kriyas HaTorah, when we say Vayavar Hashem Al Pono Vayikra, yes, so then we can say that the Chazan is Moitzi the Tzibur with the rest of the Pasuk, even though they don't say it themselves, and therefore there's a concept of Shemei Koina, so there's no Inyan of Kol Psukah de Lipos Kamesha. But then again, this still will not suffice for Psukah like Neshama Porim Soseinu, or for other psukim which we mentioned, where there's no chazan and kohol, where there's no tzibur. There is a chiddush of, it must be mentioned because of the prominence of the author, Yochim of Boyaz, Charles Chivis Yochim of Boyaz, Chelik Beis Simon Beis. This was written by a tradition of Rabbonim from the Duran family, originally from Spain or from Provence, Algeria. Anyway, so in Chivis Yochim of Boyaz, there is, from the 15th century, there is a tshuva where it's mechadish that one of the mechabrim is mechadish that provided there is a zokif kot on, it's okay. In other words, kopsuk de lipos kamesha doesn't have to be a full stop, a safe pasuk. It could even be an ensnachto, or it could be a zokif kotin, because a zokif kotin, for example, ani yashem eloikechem, it's a pause. So you have a comma, you have a semicolon, a colon, a full stop. There are different things that you have. So you have an esnachos, a kotin, say posuk. It doesn't need to be a say posuk, so that's okay. And with this, he is miyashev certain psukim. However, as Chassam Sofer says in his tshuva in Eir Chaim Chelik Simiyud, Chassam Sofer says, "Rebbeinu b'kol, what's going on here? The Gemara speaks clearly about just such a case." For ma'atol lehem zereshesh etekrivu laHashem. There's an esnachto in the middle of the pasuk, and Shmuel says that's where we pause. And Rav says no, we can't be pausing by there. Why? Because of kol psukah d'lipos kamesha and it does kill. So in the very origin of the principle of the axiom kol psukah d'lipos kamesha, it is clear that there is no difference between an esnachto and a zokin achas kama v'chama zokin kotin. It's got to be that kol psukah d'lipos. I've seen an endeavor to be miyashiv the teretz of the Yochanan Boyaz, but the truth is the kasha of the Chassam Sofer is very strong and it's extremely difficult. We therefore have to come to a final teretz, which would help in most cases, I believe, but of course severely minimizes the principle of Kol Psukah D'Poskim Moshe. And I don't even know if it fits into the Mishnah Berurah, who says you shouldn't be saying Al Kimbeach Hashem 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 by Kiddush. But nevertheless, the Teretz is suggested in different ways by the Mogen Avraham in Siman Nun Aleph Sikot and Tes, and also in Siman Reish Pei Beis, and also in Siman Tov Chav Beis. The problem is discussed by Rav Shlomo Kluger in Shuvah Se'elef L'chav Shlomo Erechaim Siman Man Gimel, and by the Maharam Shit, most prominently Talmud of Chav Sofer in Erechaim Siman Kuf Chav Dalet. And in their Shuvahs, as I say, because of the shortage of time, I'm not going to be able to present you different ways of saying the same idea or variations of the same theme. But the principle, what I would describe it, and this is my own sort of understanding of what they're trying to say, is that there is a big difference between recitation or paraphrase. For example, someone walks into shul, a chosh of a rov, or a guest, I haven't seen for a long time, and say, Baruch Habo B'Shem Hashem. Now, Baruch Abba Hashem Hashem is half a pasuk in Tehillim. Kapitel Kuf Yud Ches. Pasuk finishes, Baruch Nucha Hashem Hashem. But I'm not saying Tehillim now. Yeah? What am I doing? I'm saying, hello, welcome, it's so nice to see you. Baruch Abba Hashem Hashem. So instead of using my own terminology, a Yid always looks to find, he knows, better to use Dovid HaMelech. Baruch Abba Hashem Hashem. So you're not being Koirei Psukim Batoiro Banavim Ubaksuim. You're saying your own thing, but you're borrowing from the words of the Torah. The Maharam Sheikh explains particularly that this applies also even with regard to davening. So when you daven, again, davening, so you're saying a tefillah. Tipol aleihem imosto l'pachas, that may the image to help that the dread should fall on the enemy. The pasuk in Kiddush Levana, which we had a problem with. Now this is the Pasuk in Bashat B'Shalach, but we're not reading B'Shalach now, it's not Kriyas HaTorah. It's not even Ma'aseh Sedra. We're not reading now, we're not learning or reading Bashat B'Shalach. We're davening to Hashem, and we're asking Him that may our dread fall upon, may dread fall upon the enemy. So, we're saying, people in Emosbach, why should we formulate our own text? We have a very good word, which are already there. So this is paraphrase, this is not recitation, it's not even quotation. It's where we are borrowing the words of the Torah or the Nevi'im or the Ksuvim, and in this case there is no problem of, and the Maharam Sheikh applies this directly to the case of Al Kim Birach Hashem Asim Hashabbat Reik Hashem. He says we're making a declaration, you're getting up and making Kiddush Rabbah, which is to sanctify the Shabbos day. So before you make a very proud offering, you give an introduction, but instead of using your own words, it's part of the prose. So you say, so you use those words, but you're not now reading Pasha Zochar Tzim HaShabbat Lekatsho, and therefore this teretz would seem to take care of most of the cases, if you think about them and look back at them. The only problem that still remains, which I think still remains, is well, first of all, you could ask about Kriyas Vayichal, because Vayichal is part of Kriyas HaTorah, so you're chipping in there. It could be that you could say that the Tzibur say Hashem Hashem, not the Torah Kriya, but the filler Hashem Hashem. But nevertheless, I've noticed, I don't know whether it's got a source but I've noticed that a lot of people actually, when they say it with the talk, with the timing, the way it's said in the way Valkyria says it. So if you're saying it with the Tami HaMikro, it's mamish like Kriya B'Torah. Or similarly, it says in Achronim that if a person is saying Tachnun, Nusach Sfar, where you say Hashem Hashem Kelachim V'Chanu, and there's no minyan. So you should say Hashem Hashem B'Nusach Shal Kriya B'Torah. In other words, Kikuri B'Torah. So if you're doing Kikuri B'Torah, so then it's mamish a problem of called Sukkah D'Ripas Kamesha. It's not in the Vim, it's in Torah Shalusah. So maybe that creates a Torah with Tzibur, I already the Svara before of Shomea Koine, maybe it's not such a problem. But the Yochid, this would still remain a problem. And obviously, one would have to, and whilst it would take care of most of the other cases, one has to say that this would not apply, for example, if a person was taka saying psukim or was learning, the din would still remain. Where the din is kriyas parsha would still remain. Just to finish off with this one line, Tosfos, you might say, but Tosfos says about halil ono Hashem and shiono is a problem of half a pasuk. The answer is because by halil the mitzvah is likriyas halil. The mitzvah is kriyas halil. That's the nusach of the bracha. So we're being koyre halil. If you're being koyre halil, so you're bound by the rules of kol sukkah the pasuk commission. But where, and the same would apply by kriya shma, by kriya satoya, by anywhere where there's a din kriya, but where it's not a din kriya, still or tachos mishoinoi, or whatever else, then the principle of kol psukah, the both commission does not apply. This is the only way that I have found, which is miyashi, the minig ha'olam, at least in most cases.
Gadal.